What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and today's episode, we are in for a treat. Joining us for our tea time session are two of my closest friends, Noelle and Danny. But before we get into our tea time sesh, I dare you to follow me on Instagram and to check out the show notes below for my journal, Break Up with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future, so that you can turn your pain into power. Now, I never thought in my life that I would have LinkedIn of all social media platforms to thank for my most iconic friendship. Noelle and Danny are some of my closest friends, and we have a special announcement that we will be revealing in our tea time sesh. So are you ready, Radiant Icons? This one is a good one. Your tea time sesh is starting now. Noelle and Danny, thank you guys so much for being on the Dare to Be Iconic podcast. But before we get into our tea time session, I want to ask you guys two questions to kick it off. What does iconic mean to you, and how do you dare to be iconic in your daily lives?
I want to say iconic to me means just being yourself, being true to who you are, and not being afraid to show it. I want to say too that how I dare to be iconic is just, you know, it's like a conversation we had earlier, just loving myself more and gaining that confidence. But also, one thing I am very proud to say that I really do enjoy about myself is my personality. Like, yes, I know I'm a little oddball, like of a human being, kind of all combined with different interests and things that I just really enjoy out of this world. But it's really just not changing for anyone and not changing for any environments around me. Like, yes, I can adapt to different environments and on the situations that's different, but just staying true to who I am, my likes, my dislikes, and not changing that for anyone else.
So I think iconic means kind of the same as Danny, like being yourself, but also being yourself in a loud way, right? Iconic is very like, you have to know they're there. Like you have to take up space, right? Mm-hmm. You can't be iconic if no one's going to see it, and not in a bad way. But like, even if you're working behind the scenes, like most of my stuff is behind the scenes, the person you're working with needs to know what you're doing. And like, you're going to be able to see it, right? So I think taking up space is a big one, which is something that's talked about a lot. And then I guess that's the same as like how I'm daring to be iconic is this kind of like.
I'm watching the video version right now. I can just feel Noelle cringing internally because she does not do any of this stuff. So I appreciate you coming on camera for me.
I hate being on camera. Again, that's how I dare to be iconic, is by doing things behind the scenes. I think for me personally, it's just not being afraid to kind of like speak up, especially with clients, taking control there, because like that's why they hired me, right? Yes. Like, is to take control and to do things. And it's different in every situation. So like, yeah, I might not be iconic in class, but I am with a client. Like, it's just kind of also knowing where you fit for different things and how you have to kind of mold yourself into different situations.
Oh, I love that. You know, I think that actually speaks to how we started our friendship. So let's spill the tea about how we all met, Noelle.
So I started posting on LinkedIn as a way to get experience or like show knowledge in F1 in motorsport. All of my posts are about motorsport in some way or sports in general. Like now I'm a little more flexible than I was when I started. Mm-hmm. And one of my posts was about Lando Norris. He's a frequent topic because posts about him do well. So I post about him a good bit. But Amanda reached out to me because she'd liked a couple of posts at that point. But the Lando one, she finally reached out and was like, oh my gosh, I love what you said. Like Lando's my favorite driver. So obviously there's a better connection there. Like you're going to connect to that more than you would have connected to posts about George Russell.
Definitely.
So, she reached out. She was like, oh my gosh, like I'd love to talk to you about F1. Like I'm a big fan. And I was like, yeah, I'll talk to anybody. Anyone who reaches out to me on LinkedIn, I pretty much always reply unless it's one of those like ads that you can't reply to. But otherwise, like I reply to anybody. And so I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, like let's talk. And really long LinkedIn messages.
No, like paragraphs. We were writing books to each other about F1 and our favorite drivers and like Carlos with the pancakes.
Full blown 5-paragraph essays, like with a thesis statement.
So iconic of us, to be honest.
Makes don't so forget the fun. References.
Yeah, citing references, cite your sources, kids. Yeah. APA 7. If you want to succeed, you got to do APA 7, not 8.
Or GEMBI, if you're writing scientifically.
This was not scientific.
You know what? The science of my heart when it beats for F1. That's scientific right there.
Wow. Throw that on a t-shirt, Amanda. Okay, yeah. So you reached out then. And we talked about it. And then I finally, I was like, so my LinkedIn notifications aren't turned on my phone. I got to go check if I'm going to like see anything. And I was like, oh, I give up. I don't want to keep checking. So I gave her my phone number. And I was like, just text me. And in my head, I'm thinking, what a stupid, idiotic thing to do. You don't know this person. I don't give my phone number out unless you are someone I care about, which at the time we literally known each other for like 2 days. So we texted for a while. And then after Danny, like, actually watched some F1 and, like, was responding to the TikToks of F1 I sent, I was like, oh, let me make a group chat. She'll like Amanda. It'll be fine.
No.
My God, what the heck did I do?
See, you said, Amanda is wild. I have the
screenshot. I did say that. I did.
You said, Amanda is wild.
And a warner. I was like, y'all fit very well, but for me, the very laid back, quiet, doesn't.
Yeah. You're the logical one. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Like, you really was like, I have to warn Danny because she will think that Amanda's like me, but you are like Danny. And so I was like, I got to clarify that this is not a situation where y'all are like me. I'm the oddball in this little trio. So I was like, I got to make sure she understands because you were going to come into that chat like guns blazing, like all caps, orange hearts. Freaking papaya emojis, like TikToks, back-to-back TikToks all night long. So I was like, I gotta clarify what this means. And so yeah, I did call you wild. I probably called you other stuff too, but I don't know.
No, I had the screenshot where it's literally like, Amanda is wild.
Yeah.
And then you sent me so many screenshots. And then you apparently told Danny, she loves Lando just as much as I do.
Yeah, that's changed.
Yeah.
Really? I do love Lando, but like you at the time, like I hadn't fully quantified how much you like Lando because I like pretty much every driver, like there's stuff I like about all of them, and also my fandom is very much professional based. Like I don't pick favorite drivers the same way other people do. Mine is he's got great marketing, that's why I like them.
Very unique approach.
Yeah,
I love that for you.
I mean, when I started my master's they literally said don't be a fan, be a professional.
Interesting. I'm a professional fangirl, if that counts for anything.
It's a bit different of an approach.
Iconic, some may say.
Can I say my side of the story of how this all happened? Because I know y'all just heard Noelle's side. So here's my side. So a little backstory first. Noelle and I have known each other previously for about 2 years. Okay? Okay. We went to Coastal together. That's how we met. It was me and two of our other friends. In mid-October, the weekend of the COTA race, and, you know, Noelle over here, she's like, all right, y'all are going to make predictions. Like, I'm making my family do predictions. Y'all are doing predictions. All right. Have any idea what's going on? Absolutely not. I'm over here like, you know what? I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm looking at some of these people. Also, low-key judging. I'm like, why does he look angry? He looks like he got punched in the face. Like, in my little head, just blah, 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 as I'm going through the list of drivers. Right? Right. We do our little predictions. And then it isn't until we're actually watching, like, the qualifying and the actual race itself later that day. And still, I'm sitting here, like, I have no idea what's going on. But sure, it's interesting. I then start getting a little bit more intrigued. So I'm asking questions, albeit some of them are really dumb. But in my defense, I had no idea, like, what was going on with F1.
You hadn't watched Drive to Survive yet, correct?
No, I hadn't seen Drive to Survive. Noelle told me about it, like, oh, you should watch this on Netflix, But I was really just asking Noelle questions about it. And then she showed me some of the TikToks, the whole, like, canon of how everyone really becomes a Charles fan. It's okay. I will admit it. I cried just slightly.
You know what, Danny? That's stumbling boldly. I love this for you.
Sure. We'll go with that. But I realized, too, that there's more to these drivers than just how they look on a screen. Yeah. So I was like, oh, like, they're not egotistical. Like, sure, they can be. Like, everyone can be a little egotistical. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like, oh, like, they have a personality. Like, and I know that sounds horrible because when you watch a sport, you always see that side of them. You never see their lives, like, outside of the sport, what they're doing, you know, with their family, yeah. their friends, yada, yada, yada. So just seeing, like, those TikToks really kind of made it super personable. For me, what I really like to see, because for those listening, watching, I'm a marine scientist. I love scuba diving, anything marine life, anything to do with animals. One of the reasons why I'm such a big Charles fan is because he does scuba diving. And mm-hmm. so that really, like, impacted me. And I was like, oh, like, he does things that I like, even though he's yeah. a high performance athlete. So that's what really made that personal connection for me. So that's when she told me about you, Amanda.
If it wasn't for me reaching out, Noelle, to you once you started posting on LinkedIn, taking that chance and creating that connection, which then brought me to Danny, we wouldn't be where we are today. Which then leads me to us not only knowing each other for 2 months and planning a once-in-a-lifetime trip. So we planned a whole trip to Europe to go to the Spanish Grand Prix that we're going.
Literally, like, bought these almost 400 euro tickets after yeah. only texting in a group chat.
Yeah, never met in person. Nope. The power yeah. of community. The power of community and connections, everyone. Oh, my goodness. One thing that was really relevant, I think, in our friendship, not only the trust we had in ourselves and with each other, but also the confidence it took for us to each put ourselves out there. And one thing I wanted to touch on specifically, Danny, is when we spoke last night, you had said something to me that really touched me. You had said, I wish you could see yourself the way I see you. And I think that really highlights the definition of friendship, right? Because our friends are able to see us through all stages of our lives. And Danny, when we were speaking, you'd said, I wish you could see yourself as I see you. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
When life gets going and life starts throwing its punches, it can be very, very difficult to get up again. And you then start having these doubts of, am I even doing the right thing? Like, you know, what am I doing? I know the biggest thing for me definitely was probably starting my own art business that, you know, friends and family have always told me, like, oh, you should do this, you should do this. And I'd always gotten questioned, like, why didn't you ever go to school for art? And I'm over here, you know, I'm a marine science major, blah, 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 blah. I'm just such a little oddball of a human being, is because I do have so many interests and so many things in this world that I truly, truly enjoy. And, you know, again, and that's bringing it back to, like, why I love my personality so much, is because I have all these interests, I have all these dreams, I have all these goals. And, but yeah, like, you can get beat down so many times and this self-doubt starts really creeping in. And for you, Amanda, and I'm just going to kind of say what we kind of talked about over yeah. like that FaceTime, is like, you know, like, I saw you, like, at one of your lows, you know, feeling that self-doubt really creeping in. But because I'm not you, I'm an outsider, I'm a good friend of yours, and I can see all the progress that you have made. Mm-hmm. From the time that we have met to the time to now, there has been so much growth, not only in yourself, but in your business, and what has really been, like, truly amazing just to watch and see how you've grown. And same goes for Noelle. You know, I mean, Noelle and I have known each other for about, like, 2, almost 3 years now. And the amount of growth that I've seen in Noelle since we first met is just amazing. And I'm truly, like, blessed to be a part of that journey of just seeing how y'all grow, even though y'all might not even see it yourself. That's why I had said, like, I wish you could see yourself the way I see you, because you are such an inspiration to not only me, but to, I know, so many other people who are watching, listening, reading your blogs and everything. I know, like, people feel the same way about myself, but I know it's harder for me to mm-hmm. see it, because when I look at myself in the mirror, I see all the flaws, I see all the insecurities, I see all the cracks, everything that needs to be fixed that isn't perfect.
We all are, though. It's easier for us to say things and give advice to others, being like, you're doing so good, like, don't you see? Like, it's easy for us mm-hmm. to see it in other people than in ourselves, always.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
For sure, because I know I can give out great advice, but am I really going to take heed to my own advice? Not really. 9 times out of 10, no, I'm not. It really takes me hearing it from someone else that I'll then kind of see and then make changes. I think it's really important to have that community where they can be your mirror. So instead of you looking in the mirror and you're seeing, like, you know, all the cracks, and really just, it's your friends. Let your friends be your mirror. Let them show you who you really are, mm-hmm. even though you may not be feeling it on the inside. It's them reflecting back to you on how you've impacted their lives, what they're doing to help themselves because of you, and, you know, even different insights that they have. Again, like, that's why community and just, you know, good relationships and friendships are super important, is because you need them to be your mirror, because you can't rely on yourself to be your own mirror.
Yeah. Instead of it being just on the individual journey, which we all go on, it's more of also mm-hmm. that collective journey of all of us, like, daring yeah. to be iconic together mm-hmm. and figuring out life. Yeah, I think that's the only way to really to go about it. I know for sure, like, I wouldn't be where I am today without the help of my friends, and especially you two, like Noelle, and giving me the confidence to talk more about F1 from my perspective as a fangirl, because I always felt so insecure talking in a male-dominated space, but without the encouragement of you two, but especially you, Noelle, you gave me the confidence and the courage to go forward and be authentic in who I am.
Yeah. And I think too, like, we were strategizing business stuff, right? Like, we yeah. were talking about what's next, how do you go through this, and how do you stand out? And no one is hitting that professional fangirl is what we called it, because that's a perspective that's actually useful to someone in marketing. Mm-hmm. I was working for a team. I want to have that fan who can articulate why they like an activation yeah. we did. That's what I write my posts about, right? Like, and I do from a professional perspective, not a fan one, but why is that strategy working? Or if it's not working, where did we fail? Where did we fail you as the fan? Because mm-hmm. sports do not exist without fans. It's just not possible. So that's where I was like, that's a really good place for you to stand out that appeals to a lot of different platforms, right? Like, they're like, let's get you more on LinkedIn. Let's get some more success there, which we did. Let's do something different with Instagram, right? Like, mm-hmm. because if you're not changing it up, it's not reflecting your life, because your life is constantly changing.
Exactly.
I think of just like figuring out where you're good at niche-wise and embracing the things that Danny's talking about, right? Like the creative, the different aspects of your life. Everyone's got so many different like hobbies and talents and interests that you have to apply that. The more authentic you are, the more embrace yourself.
I think it comes down to the importance of community and being able to have that confidence within yourself and in your friends that you can lean on them, but also see that bigger picture and allowing yourself to have more than one dream and allowing them to be able to uplift you in being able to see that and being able to see that bigger picture. And I think what's really unique and different about our friendship is that we really just took a chance on ourselves and took a chance on this one thing that we really love and decided to just go for it.
Actually, I think the story I told Danny would fit really well with what you're talking about. But this one my dad has used in a lot of different situations. I'm not going to go into which ones, but he's a youth minister, right? Like, he works at church. He's worked at church mm-hmm. all my life. So he's got a lot of really good, really good stories. But this one, there's this family stranded during a flood on their roof. And they kept praying to God, hey, like, save us. God, please get us off this roof. Get us to safety, all that, right? Well, a boat comes by, you know, like some neighbors on their boat. They're getting out, right? And they say, hey, come get on our boat. Come get on our boat. We'll take you out of here. And the family goes, no, God's got this. He's going to save us. So they keep going. And they keep praying. They're like, Lord, come save us. Come save us. The police come by on their, like, raft or whatever. Hey, come get on the boat. Like, we can take you to safety. They're like, no, God's got this. God's going to come save us. A helicopter comes by. Hey, we need to pick you up. We need to get you out of here. Let's get you to safety, right? And they go, no, God's got us. So all these people that came to help them, they pushed away. And unfortunate happens. They get to heaven and they're speaking. They're like, God, why didn't you save us? And he goes, I gave you every opportunity to be saved, but you didn't act on any of them. You didn't take anyone's help, right? And so that one's not only the, you know, the prayer, like you need mm-hmm. to pray, you need to ask, but also actively working on it and acting on what you're saying. Like, I think if you say, here's my steps, God, it's saying, guide me to the right ones, guide yes. me through them, right? And then the community, all these people came to pick them up. All these people cared. They were all coming to help them, and they kept turning them away because they said, no, God's got mm-hmm. this. but God puts you in communities to succeed, yes. to see like him through other people. I've mm-hmm. had many experiences where I've seen God through other people because like I don't hear him like speaking all the time, right? Like you see God through so many other things. Sometimes yeah. it's through a song, sometimes it's through someone talking to you, but I've also had moments where I literally feel like I've been possessed to say something, like advice to give to someone. Exactly. And I'm like, I didn't think of that on my own. That was totally yeah. God speaking through me, because I never would have thought of that, like, as a human on my own. So I think that story is really good for, like, you need your community. You need to pray. You need to actively, like, act on it. If there's something in front of you, he put it there. You need to go jump on it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things you bring up are, like, you bring up all these ideas. I'm like, yeah, let's actively jump on it. But also don't jump on that boat and miss it because you didn't like calculate it the right way, right?
Yeah. And there's a reason why God, or if you don't believe in God, a higher power has put that dream in your heart, because it's for a higher purpose. So the last thing before we go, because I know we have to wrap up, but it's been lovely spilling all the tea with you all. And I know we'll have many more tea sessions to come, especially with Spain. I'm so excited. But for anyone watching the video recording, you can definitely see all the beautiful differences in our personalities, but that is what makes us gel so beautifully and iconically together. But before we go, I would like to ask Danny and Noelle, what are some iconic insights that you want to leave with the Radiant Icons and their Daring to Be Iconic journey?
I definitely say, like I had mentioned earlier, let your community be your mirror. Let them guide you.
Don't be afraid to reach out and like expand that community, right? Like this all started because first, like I took that step to be more public, right? And mm-hmm. that allowed Amanda to find me and then led to all of this, right? So don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone individually for yourself, but also reaching out to people, making new friends, meeting new people. Yes. And it's not always going to work out. Don't be hard on yourself when it doesn't work out. I've talked to so many F1 fans and it never works the way this did. So definitely don't be afraid to reach out to people, to talk to people, to put yourself out there. Even if you're like me and you like being behind the scenes, do something and whatever you're comfortable with, and don't be afraid to talk to new people and make new friends and just be laid back. Let it go how it's going to naturally develop. Don't force it. Just see how it goes and let it happen.
Just to add on to that, I do want to say don't ever change who you are for anyone, anything, or any situation. Just be authentically you and stay true to who you are.
And that is our tea time session for today, Radiant Icons. Before you go, I dare you to follow me on Instagram. It is linked in the show notes below. So make sure to connect with me there so you can see all the behind the scenes preparation for the once in a lifetime trip of going to the Spanish Grand Prix. Like, I'm literally so excited, you guys. I'm physically deceased, to be honest with you. All right, Radiant Icons, I will see you next time. And remember, dare to be iconic. Bye.